Yay! Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Stay Positive. I'm Sierra. I'm very excited. Look at me. You know, I'm releasing more podcasts. Here we go. This one's a fun one. It's with a friend from stand-up comedy. I actually had her on my stand-up show Harvest Moon a little while ago, and I got to go on her podcast called A Little Advice. Check it out if you're interested. She's really into psychology and stuff, too, on top of comedy. She's an actress. You'll see her in the upcoming season of Comedy Central's Corporate, which is a really funny show, and overall just like a really interesting chat. So I hope you enjoy it. This episode is with the lovely Christine Little. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. I'm really happy to be here in your cute little studio.
Yeah, this is relatively new. I got these chairs in.
I heard about it in the little bottom.
Oh, did you listen to Devin's?
I listened to some.
Okay, good. Wow, that's so big. I feel like, you know, it's a lot of research to do. Mostly, you know, most people just come on cold.
Cold.
So thank you for putting the time in.
It is cold.
Of course. We have some heaters going. I bought myself an electric blanket recently.
You did?
Yeah.
I used to have one of those.
I love it. I have never had one before, so it's kind of, you know, my first foray into it, and it's quite fun.
Yeah?
I just like that, you know, it's like I can turn on in the morning, and I think I can get out of bed easier because I'm not, like, dying.
Really? You know what? I was just thinking this morning, I'm like, there's got to be a way to get me out of bed. Like, once I'm out, I'm okay, but, like,
I'm terrible at it, though.
Getting out is so hard.
It takes me hours.
So long. So much snoozing and rushing. And
do you have any, I don't know, what do you normally try to do?
I pray over it. I'm like, God, please let me get up. Yeah. Please, please.
Some force and then of I'm nature like, to pull
snooze.
You up. Perfect.
I don't know. I just keep.
So did you?
I calculate the time. I'm like, okay, now I only have 30 minutes to get ready. No, I only have this. 15, I can do it.
That's effective.
Yeah.
Did you get rid of your electric blanket, or what happened to that?
It's actually kind of a bummer story. Oh. Are you ready for this? Dun 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 dun.
I'm only ready for it.
I know this is Stay Positive, but this is a little bit.
No. Positive has to have negative.
So I had a in junior high school, I got an electric blanket because the apartment that we lived in, there was like this huge draft coming from this window above my bed, right? And makes so, sense. You know, my dad decided, oh, there's a big draft coming from the window. Mm-hmm. He put like a clear tarp around it and duct taped it all around, and the window would breathe. It would, like, fill up with air and then come out. My friends and I, we tried to, like...
It's alive.
Write on it to make it look better and sign it, you know. But it was...
Would the writing help?
No. It just looked really trashy. But the electric blanket came in. And then also there was, like, here's this electric blanket. In retrospect, as an adult, I'm like, you know what? He could have just called the management company or, like, the apartment manager. And been like, hey, can we seal up the window or get some caulk? But, you know... Mm-hmm. So I had the electric blanket, and then my stepmom said, oh, you know, I was messing around. I spilled some juice on it. I had to take it back to the store. I'll get you another one. Don't tell your dad. I was like, okay, because I was dumb. Turns out she took it back to the store for money for drugs.
What?
Yeah. So that was the bummer part.
Sure. That's not fun. But... You know, now you know.
Experience. And I, you know what? It was time. It was time for us to depart ways, me and the electric blanket. Now it's all about the weighted blanket. I don't have one yet, but those are in.
Yeah. So does the weight of it also, is it also heated or no? It's just weighted.
Just weighted.
But I could see that being pretty nice.
I don't have one yet, but I just bought one for my mom because I love her. And it's like supposed to be good for anxiety.
Interesting. Yeah, that makes sense. You feel held.
Like the, you know, like animals.
Yeah.
Or how they have this, what do they call, like a storm jacket or like a...
Oh, interesting. I don't know about that.
I forgot what it's called. Jing. Google it.
Get on that.
And then what else? And then have you seen that Temple Grandin movie?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, but I do you remember said it like now. You did.
No, the reason why I was so familiar sounded like
you're
I
like,
really...
You're like, oh,
that,
oh,
my
not.
Favorite that I haven't seen. I listened to Claire Danes on a podcast.
Oh.
She was on that, like, Dax Shepard Armchair Expert podcast. And maybe she's doing a run because, like, Homeland is coming back. But anyway, yeah, so she talked about it a little bit, but I haven't seen it.
She did a great job.
Oh, really?
She did a really great job. But, like, her character made this, like, contraption that would, like, kind of simulate a hug.
Oh,
kind of like that, like the pressure.
Oh, I see.
And, like, animals use that, too, because you get overstimulated, I guess, if you're on the spectrum.
Right.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. So if you have ASD. So yeah. So weighted blankets.
So okay, because then the other thing that breaks my mind, I think on Amazon there was some sort of like somebody shared a Yelp review or an Amazon review for a weighted blanket that was like a husband being like, yeah, so I got this for my wife, but you know, she uses it all the time and I like can't break through. It's like the Great Wall of China and I miss my wife. That was the extent of this review. So it's like, what?
Wow.
Is it that strong? Okay. Anyway, so that's all I know. But
she ran off with the blanket. Yeah, yeah. I loved my wife.
He was a scorned man. Yeah. He was cuckolded by the blanket. It's okay. It happens, you know?
I left my husband for a weighted blanket, one woman's story.
A beautiful memoir.
Lifetime movie, I think. You're welcome, Lifetime.
They can have it. They can't. They have to pay you. but okay, so introing you more formally. I know you from comedy.
Yes, I thought you were going to say Compton, but go ahead.
I know you're from Compton, but mainly comedy. I guess I think I first met you at that Ladylike. Was it? No, it was called Lady.
Oh, the sketch show?
Yeah, yeah, it was like a sketch show.
I've seen
that
you
we
before
did
before that, but I don't
know
if
we met.
But
yeah, I feel like I had known of your face and your name, but I didn't know you.
Yes.
Or slash show. We hadn't formally shook hands.
Exactly.
That was a fun show.
That was a fun
show. And it was like kind of like sketch and, you know, sometimes we do these like stand up in between other things.
Yeah. Little short sets. And it was nice to mix it up.
Yeah.
It was fun. And then you came on my podcast.
Yes.
And
that was
we
a lot
talked
of fun.
About social media addiction. Was it?
It was social media. Yeah. Kind of like social media, Instagram. Like,
and
I
like
think
being really
looking
good
at other,
stuff,
looking
like
at
that.
Other, people's lives and
the
helping
compare
me,
and despair.
Yeah, helping me feel like, you know.
Did it help?
It's going to be okay. Yes, it did. Well, you know what? I love to, like, I think I realized just talking it out with you, and I feel like I was trying to be very vulnerable, which is hard. And yeah, and you're great with, you know, I feel like your advice is very helpful, but not too, like, overbearing.
Okay.
So yeah,
good.
It's great. And for those out there looking for another podcast ad, it's a little advice.
Right? A little advice.
Which is great. Cause
yes.
A little.
And I need to record more episodes, but catch up until
story
I do.
Of my life. Yeah. You know, you can release this on it. Just pretend it's the same one, you know?
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah, we'll do a swap. But yeah, so. So yeah, podcast, comedy, living that life.
Living that life. Uh-huh. I just did. I did a little spot on. What's it called? Corporate.
Wait.
What?
Oh, really?
The Jimmy Kimmel thing.
Yeah, I was also.
Oh yeah,
that.
The Jimmy
Sorry.
Kimmel thing.
I need to bring up another appearance, but yeah,
it just
corporate.
Makes me look really cool.
It was great. I will. We'll come to it.
Okay.
I didn't ask about that, but yeah, how was corporate?
It was so cool.
That's great.
Jake Wiseman and Matt Ingerbetson show, and
it's
so funny. And the episode that I'm on is really, really funny, and I'm excited to like be on it. And I can't wait till it comes out.
Sweet, yeah, because that's so many like great comics are on it.
So many
it's
funny
a really
people.
Like. Intensely stylized show, I feel like, and it was. I haven't like caught up all the way, but knowing that you're on it, season three. It's
season
the
three.
Season. Okay.
Yes, I don't know if it's there. Episode four, three, or four. I play an FBI agent.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, I can see it. Did you enjoy
really?
That?
I did.
I think so.
I did enjoy it.
That's great. Well, because I feel like a lot of TV. I've never met an FBI agent in real life, but
me
I don't
either.
Think so.
Wait,
hopefully not.
I think I may have.
Was it method acting?
This. My friend's husband works in like the government. I don't know how to call it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's cleared. And then That's I great. Uh-huh. someone interviewed me about him.
Cool.
Because they have to do that. The clearance. It's like a serious. I'm like, geez, I just know the guy. Like,
sure.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. What a life to lead. I always get worried that it's like not recording because
that
has
happened.
One time. I know.
Yes, that does happen. It's a very valid fear.
I know. I'm like, okay, good. But yeah, okay. So FBI agent, I remember. Well, I just feel like FBI agents in TV shows tend to be like very pretty. Oops. You know, very pretty, like if they're women, right? Very pretty.
Are you calling and me
then,
pretty?
Yes. Ah! And then you know, and then you get to be like, you get to wear like the suit and stuff.
I wore a suit.
So people try to like, you know, so I feel like they're trying to play it down like, this is like a real agent, but it's like a TV agent.
She's an
you know
agent. I mean? It doesn't matter. She's a model.
Yeah, sure, whatever. She's wearing makeup. It's fine. But yeah. So I feel like I could see it.
Oh, TV thank agent. You.
TV but yeah, agent. So, and then did you have a partner?
I had several, and that was part of the joke.
Oh,
it was
okay,
so cool. Funny. And I don't want to give it away.
I'm going to make you spoil it. I thought that was a standard, like, you know, oh, yeah, it was so-and-so rather than,
God,
like,
and there was, like, such a funny line about it, too. It references the amount of agents in it. I won't give it away so that that joke can really hit.
Okay, good. Yeah. Everybody forget what we said so far. Just know it's one of these episodes coming up. Okay, yeah. Very cool. But, yeah, so then with Jimmy...
Oh my God.
So that was like it was a
promo for his show.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And there's all these little vignettes that they did. And the one that I was in, he was doing these things where it was like, be at home with Jimmy Kimmel. I don't know what it was.
Sure,
but it's like he was in our bedroom, like me and my fake husband, and he brought in a vulture, like a animal handler.
Yeah,
and it was a real vulture.
That's crazy.
And it was his wingspan was 8 feet.
That's so tall.
The
it's
wingspan.
Taller than anyone we know.
No, the wingspan.
Yeah, but still.
It's so big. It's so big. And, like,
wider
its name was Dexter. Okay.
Ooh,
And it, like, the first time they brought it in, like, he was being pretty chill. Or she, whatever, was being really chill. Mm-hmm. Like, the room was really hot. And every now and then it would flap its wings and it'd be like really loud and we would feel the air. And it was like, whoa. And Jimmy was like, you know, you forget there's a vulture in the room until like it flaps its wings. We're like, yeah. And you could like smell its animalness,
wow.
You know, it wasn't like putrid. It was just like, oh, that's not a human. And
that's a vulture.
So then we had to shoot all of Jimmy's stuff first because he had to leave.
Sure, yeah.
So he shot his part in all the vignettes and they came back and shot all of ours.
Cool.
So we came back in, he was gone, and it was just coverage of me and my husband and the vulture. And like the guy brings in the vulture like by the neck and it's like, ah, 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 ah. I'm like, oh my God, you're bringing in this angry vulture. And one of Jimmy's line was like, oh, are you familiar with this vulture? Like its beak can pierce the hide of a horse. And like that kind of just kept playing in my head
because
it was closest to me. And then, like, it would start, like, flapping and just, like, freaking. I was legit scared. Like, so in the commercial, the promo, that's, like, that's me, like, legit terrified.
Good. Yeah. Great. Believable.
It was very scary. It was, like, is this thing going to attack me? That's what it felt like. And turns out there's no bump for working with a dangerous animal or anything. So
really?
I looked into it.
Sure.
I'm alive.
I guess if you were attacked, maybe you'd get a little compensation.
I'd hope so.
You know, in most ways, we're in the workplace.
Credit.
Yeah, credit.
Was attacked.
That's enough.
By
great exposure. but so it had like an intense handler and stuff. I always find those people fascinating.
Yeah, I talked to him. He was boring. I'm just kidding. He's a nice guy. Mm-hmm. He looked like a typical handler. He had the whole outfit and on and everything.
They got to do it. Yeah, that's big. Was so then is this vulture like a showbiz vulture or what did they just
I think so it has to be right he said
I hope
it was
so. Uh-huh.
He said it was the chillest one that they had, which scares me.
The chillest vulture in town.
It's like, and it was like, wah, wah. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. And then it would stare at me. I'm like, why are you staring at me?
Whoa.
It was like,
I mean, those are the whole thing is like scavenging, right?
Yeah.
So was it waiting for you?
And then he
to...
would like, oh God, what's wrong? Sorry. I got excited. I'm like, ah, all the vultures come. And then he would like, the handler had like a button shirt on and it would like pick at his buttons. It's like, wah, 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 wah. And then there was like a bracelet on Jesus. And he would like pick at the bracelet and we're just like, look at that vulture.
Right.
Careful.
Don't let it eat your heart out.
Yeah.
It might go and miss and then pierce your horse's hide.
I'm just here. Pierce the hide of a horse.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my
like,
God,
okay,
it could kill me for sure.
Yeah, sounds like horses.
Do vultures kill people though? They're just
the whole thing is, scavenging, I hope. So I'm thinking, they're going to maybe swirl if you're feeling a little sick.
Maybe they don't kill.
They think
I'm
going to
Google that.
Over. Yeah. Definitely look it up just in case, again,
You
have to encounter this guy.
Exactly.
Did it have a name?
Dexter.
Oh, right. Dexter.
Dexter. Ugh, yeah.
I forgot. Yeah. It was great name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess so. That kind of plays into like, is it named after the show? I don't watch Dexter.
I didn't, you know, what? Dexter was too dark for me.
Okay. Yeah.
And I watch Showtime. A lot of dark stuff.
Isn't it on one of those?
One of those.
Don't got it. Sorry.
Me either. What am I? A freaking millionaire?
I know. Jesus. I already have. Hulu. I do have Hulu.
I got Hulu. I got Hulu. The cheap version. Netflix. Thanks, Mom.
Oh, yeah, right. Because Hulu has commercials. Which is so, like, what are we doing?
It's so
I'm already paying.
They're making us, they're turning it all into cable again. They're just doing a bunch of streaming services. Exactly. And we're just going to, they're going to bundle it. It's going to be like, Spectrum bought all the streaming services. Spectrum. I hope that never happens.
They had to come and put Wi-Fi in this place.
Ugh.
It was fine. But, you know, it makes you realize, because you know how they run on like a thing where it's like, oh, initially it's not that expensive.
Yeah, and then they get you.
Then they get you. Yeah, so when at my old place, we were like paying up the wazoo for a Wi-Fi because we
just Wi-Fi.
Run out of pro. Just Wi-Fi. And then
how much
finally
were you
we started like over 100 a month. Like
just for Wi-Fi.
Just for Wi-Fi. I know it's awful. But here now, because we switched it to my name, this is my boyfriend's name before, then I'm like, I'm a new customer. Oh. So now it's like half that amount.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's like a little idea. But yeah, so it's great. But you know, I mean, that only works for as long as I can be myself and then I need to go to witness protection.
Yeah, I call every time. I'm like, my bill went up a dollar. Like, can we do something about this?
Keep an eye on it. And yeah. Do they tend to help that?
They're like, we found another promo, but it's going to, yeah, so.
Good. Okay.
Because everyone's prices are across the, like, all over the place. Sure.
It's crazy. It's just like who you're talking to that day, right?
I'm not a fan.
So insane. Anyway. So, sooner or later, I'm going to have to pay them for cable, I guess, because
you're going
to
get cable.
After they buy it all. Dies. I don't know. I don't know. Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No, of course not.
Like, that's the one thing where I'm like, yeah, I guess, you know, sometimes people watch sports, so then they need cable.
I don't,
so I don't need that.
I went to a baby, I did the opposite. Of a Super Bowl. I went to a surprise baby shower.
Yeah. That's kind of the opposite.
That is the opposite.
You can't be throwing and catching babies.
Because it was fun.
Yes. There you go.
The Super Bowl.
Sorry. How was that? The baby hasn't happened yet, right?
The baby is not. We're just showering it at this point. Then there's the baby bath. And then the baby...
The baby scrub.
The baby wax. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, you gotta wax that. From time to time.
These babies.
Yeah. That's cool. I mean, you know, babies. What's happening?
Do you want a baby? I've got one in the car. Yeah. I can go get it for you.
I mean, can you give me a promo?
Do you want to carry a baby for me? You're so much younger. I think you could do it.
God, I think I would probably die in the process. But
yeah, you're pretty tiny.
You could take it after. it's a rough situation. I feel like I would, I don't know if I could do it. I don't know if I could do it, right?
Do you want them? Do you want kids?
I think I do, but I just... You know, I have to get my life in order.
I feel like you could be a good mom.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, you know, I really, like, loved Baby Yoda on The Mandalorian.
Have a Baby Yoda.
Yeah, so I feel like that's pretty much him.
Are you into Star Wars and stuff?
Not really. I think, you know, because it's become such a huge part of pop culture now, I feel like I got more into it. My boyfriend will watch a lot of, like, and this is why Palpatine is the worst. Evilest character in the history of, you know, and we'll watch all these nerd ass videos.
I love that.
It's a lot of fun though. There's like hours and hours of nerdy videos on the internet. Do you follow Star Wars or any of those things?
No, but like it just reminds me of my brother because it's like I can only watch that stuff with my brother because I'm like, what? Right. What's happening? And then he'll give me like this nice detailed history.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're so smart.
Patient and yeah.
He's so patient. I don't get it. I am not.
And but at
I
least
feel,
you're curious.
I feel
and
bad about myself being around him. He's so patient.
Do you have any like fandom things that you're into, or are you more of a, you know?
That's a great question.
Take it as they come kind of thing.
In terms of like pop culture stuff or just in general?
Or like, you know, things that haven't hit pop culture even, but are culture not yet mainstream?
Ah, man. Not that I can think of. Does that make me boring? I love psychology stuff. So.
Oh, true. Yes.
I like reading about Like right now, I'm reading a book about trauma.
Wow, trauma
book. It's called The Body Keeps the Score, and it's about how your body has a memory of the trauma that's happened. Yeah, even if you don't remember it.
Wow.
Your body keeps the score. It knows.
Interesting. So then how does that...
So if you're having like a, say something happened, you were assaulted by a man or something, mm-hmm. and... a man touches you or whatever, and you just like have a visceral bodily like reaction to it. And you're like, whoa, that was weird. It's like, oh, well, yeah, a man assaulted you. Your body's like not cool with it.
Yeah.
You know, it remembers it's keeping the score.
Keeping the score. and then does that like inform anything else, like as far as does that make it seem like, okay, so then is there a way to heal since we know that?
You know I haven't gotten to those chapters yet, but I'm like, okay, we get it. It's important. Tell me how to fix it. Yeah, I'm always like trying to get to the bottom of what's wrong with me. What is wrong with me? I'm just interested.
Because you study psychology.
Yes.
And then obviously your podcast is A Little Advice.
Yeah, which is very cool. I like it. And now I work at a place that does that treats depression, and I really love it. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's called it's a transcranial magnetic stimulation.
Yeah.
Have you heard of it?
You know, I just in passing, somebody had spoken about it on a podcast, I think. And they were like, oh yeah, I just got approved or whatever.
Oh, good for them.
They're like, excited. And I was like, oh, wow. Cheating at that. Oh yeah, potentially.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't want to say what company it is. So.
Sure. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. One of the ones. But yeah, that's awesome. And that must be like a pretty intense thing, but like that's what works at a certain point. Is that sort of
Like a lot of the insurance companies, you have to have failed like a certain amount of medications and variations of medications to do it. But basically, we're putting a magnetic coil in a part of your head that sends magnetic pulses to a region of your brain we're trying to like activate. Yeah. That's usually like underactivated during depression, and anxiety's on this side. So depression's on the left, anxiety on the right.
Oh,
that's pretty interesting. And it works. And it's really cool to see that. It's really cool to see. Like, I've seen, like, a patient just totally despondent, just like, hi, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the next time I see them, they're like, hey. And then, like, they're dressed different. They just seem, it's like, whoa. Like, it's fun.
That's cool. So then is it, like, is it multiple visits or is it?
You go, like, every day, 5 days a week.
Oh, wow.
For, like, 6 weeks.
Yeah, I guess so.
So you really get to know the people.
You really get to see a gradual, like, or not gradual, but you do see
change. Not gradual. Yeah, it happens.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah.
That's really cool and satisfying to, like, know you can actually see differences in the people that you're treating.
Yeah.
I think that is possibly common for a lot of healthcare providers, but it is, you know, even more so, I think, in those types of things where it's like, if it is, they're kind of... last try, like, it can be really satisfying, obviously.
Yeah, they have, like, a mood change, which is, like, you can see versus, like, a blood pressure change you may not be able to see. So it is different in that way. And then, like, something about depression and seeing – I forgot. I totally forgot.
But, the fact that that's clearly, like, you're involved in your own healing and then in other people's.
Yeah.
It's like part of the theme of Christine.
Let's heal everybody. And then laughter, I think, is healing as well. So I'm like, oh, okay. I get what you're doing. I'm a healer. Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Yeah. We see what's happening here. That's amazing. Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, do you kind of find that like a lot of these books, because I've also been listening to a lot of audiobooks recently. I've been doing a lot of like, you know, the popular New York Times bestseller type books. But I like the little nuggets in the nonfiction ones that are kind of like, oh, okay, maybe that can apply to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
As much as like, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm just listening because I think it'll be a good book. But it's also like you're kind of, at least for myself, I'm always like, but how can this, you know, apply to myself? That's just the only way that I think I can process. And it's a little bit, you know, self-centered, but I think it makes sense. Like there's like, well, okay, so I was... not necessarily that. I don't know what is Malcolm Gladwell considered? Like, I honestly don't.
I wouldn't say he was like, he's like almost like a social commentary person.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't
know.
Kind of
a sociology kind of like.
Like philosophical.
Because I don't. Yeah, I didn't know much about him other than like he's obviously like a big deal and like has his podcast and then he like.
He's biracial.
Yes, yes.
I relate to that.
Oh, yes. Right. Love it. Yeah. And so then he had that book called Talking to Strangers recently.
I haven't read that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But I did.
It's pretty cool.
You liked it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, it's a little all over the place in a way, but I think, you know, and he's, so it's basically he opens with like, kind of, yeah, mainly I think the main point that he starts with and closes with, but he says that, so it's not a spoiler, is like Sandra Bland and then like saying, okay, so they're like strangers. And so then how do you, when you meet a stranger, how do you avoid like a crazy disaster happening? And then he like goes into all these scenarios of strangers meeting and what that means, like how people misinterpret the other person or how we're reading people completely wrong. And so, yeah. And there's some stuff in there that, you know, it's packing. I think he's just packing a lot into one book. And so that's why I was like, it's all over the place. But
that's
in a good way. It's not like scattered. I think it's just like, it's like, wow, this is, how do you relate, you know, an incident that's like Black Lives Matter to Sylvia Plath's suicide? You know, there's like all these crazy
things. He does
things
stuff like,
have
you
like,
read
whoa.
His other books?
So, no.
Yeah, he kind of pulls yeah. things together. Like, he's the one that came up with the whole, like, 10,000 hours
right,
thing.
Right, everybody references that.
And what was the, there was something.
Outliers or something?
Yeah, Outliers.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
That was a really good
that.
One.
Okay.
And about, like, the correlation between, like, violence and, like, farming or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just, I don't know. It's really just stuff that makes you think.
Interesting. Yeah, right. And it's like, oh, that connection hasn't been drawn yet in
yeah.
my brain and now... Yeah, that and it's fun to like realize new things. Like there is some sort of like game of I never thought about it that way. Ooh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah,
now I can go like you know talk about it on a podcast.
I would love but, to. Yeah. I read more for fun though, just for. But you know what? Mm-hmm. This is kind of fun. For like, it is fun to read about this.
Yeah,
like the
no,
kind of
I mean, yeah, I think
but like stories,
like fiction.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like I read that 9 Perfect Strangers book. Did you read that? It was like so popular book. It was fine.
Cool.
I wanted more like you know craziness in it.
Oh,
like,
interesting.
Yeah,
what's it
mushrooms
about?
And it's like these people like go on a retreat.
Cool.
9 people,
perfect
I assume.
Stranger.
They're my perfect strangers. And the lady that runs it is, you know, cuckoo ka-choo and very strict. And I'm like, this place sounds awesome. Like,
yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. Is this like, did you watch the show You?
I did.
Okay. You know, some people are like, he's not a bad guy. Like,
ooh,
even
yeah,
though
yeah.
he totally
right,
is.
Right,
a
right,
bad
right,
right.
You're like, yeah, but that's kind of the. Yeah.
Did you see season 2?
I did.
Okay.
Did
yeah,
you?
I did. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So
I tweeted something about like, despite Joe being a psychopath, he's actually a really good boyfriend. And he kind of is.
There are some moments, they definitely like, purposefully play with that.
I love that.
Right? You know,
yeah.
they're like, because some of these things are rom-com tropes, but turned with this character who's also murdering, you know, not spoilers, it's part of the first season. It's like, yeah, then we know that's the line. That's a, just, of course. You
yeah.
know, but like the fact that it's finally coupled with like, oh, and then, you know, he's watching her. And like,
yeah.
Or like, oh, he really like set up the thing.
But he didn't
he
need
everything.
To do all that. He could just like be himself. He doesn't need to like.
I mean, yeah. But it's
he's
just,
a love addict.
He needs it. Yeah,
he's
it's
a
like
definite love
wrong,
addict.
So.
I hope to see in the season 3 that he like goes and gets help.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there was, like, a little bit of that, I feel, of him, like, nudging towards that more so than season 1. Like, in season 1, I can't remember, because I kind of, you know, I saw when it came out, and then, on Netflix, and then this one felt more like, oh, okay, he really knows, like, there's some regret in there, because he keeps...
Yeah, he knows he has a problem.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
like,
but he hasn't
he can't fix it.
Help.
He can't
I did like that
it
was
alone.
In...
I love that it was in LA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
That was
great. Because that's why it was more fun for me, because
it
was
so
very
fun.
Self-aware, making fun of, like, you know, the comedian thing was kind of funny.
Oh, yeah.
Crystalia.
A Crystalia. He always plays a creep.
Well, yeah, he's a creep.
Hart.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Was it Harvey? Hank.
Wait.
Why can't I remember?
What? No, it's on the tip
of our tongue. Hendy.
Hendry. It's a weird name.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you know, everybody loved him because he was like a nice guy. I did like how they did the party scene where he was like, guys, we got to wrap it up. No, I'm tired. And like, they're like, is this guy shutting down his own party to make this other guy feel better?
Yeah.
So he was like a great outward nice guy.
Yes.
But then like was doing harmful things.
Yeah.
And then was trying to be like, I'm not hurting anyone. I just saved the fold.
I like how they did play like, yeah, they had complicated people and yeah, it's like it wasn't very black and white.
No. Yeah.
In some instances. And I think that really speaks to like reality. Sure, you know, all these people who've done terrible things, but they're like, but they also started a charity. Like, it's right, so confusing. And
we looked up to them. Yeah,
I just wish people, I used to have a bit about that. Like, I wish people were as obvious, like, villains in real life as they are. Villains in real life as they are on Disney movies.
Oh, I know. I wish they had, the, like, pointy chins. And
yeah. They have physical deformity.
Yeah.
And they're ugly. Something. And they'd have, like, I'm a villain. Right, and you're, like, you're like, a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can I curse on here?
Oh, you totally
I'm sure
can.
People ask. Number one ask question.
I don't know what, yeah, it's like, I mean, of course.
I already did it.
We're in it.
You can edit it out.
Yeah, I got to bleep it all out now. No, it's
you,
totally
the
fine.
Katow heads, hopefully. Huh? Am I saying... Wait, I'm saying it wrong. Is it Kato?
It's Kato.
Kato. Damn it.
Totally.
I did this on my podcast,
one.
Too.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
I'm like,
Kato! I got it. Kato.
It is a more fun Kato. Way to say it, so I'm wondering if it's just, like, easier to let it go and, like, make that the stage version. You know what I mean? Because some people were like... some people were like... Skatow as my, so that's my email is Skato, right? So then people would be like, Skatow. And that's kind of a fun,
like,
pizzazzy thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's fine.
Pretty chill about it.
But yeah, no, and like people, you know, it's also spelled weird. And it's like with our profession, we have to often meet new people and have them say our name. And it's like too much trouble.
I want to know how to say your name correctly.
Nah.
I'm the type of person that says things like I call Silicon Valley, Silicon Valley, which I'm sure a lot of people do.
Right,
like,
yeah. I mean, it's like the same idea.
Get things jumbled.
What is the difference?
Nothing.
They're fine. They're making plenty of money.
Yeah.
They don't need
our pity pronunciations. Yeah, pity pronunciations. I only get mad if someone calls me Christina, and I shouldn't tell people this because they'll do it just to make me mad. And it works. Uh-huh. I am so easy to rile up.
That would be annoying because it is like just enough difference where it's like, that's a different name.
It would just make me so, like, because as a kid, I would get called that interchangeably, and I don't really think I was clear on what my name was at some point. So.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, no, I'm Christine. Like, there's a difference, and you're going to learn it. And then
you
it's
fought
like,
that battle as a child.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, as an adult. No.
Okay.
And then people, they're like, oh, I know you're Latina. Like, they just automatically go, you're Latina, and you're Christina. And I'm like, no.
Oh, whoa, okay.
Okay, I'm not.
Right.
Which, that's there's nothing wrong with it, but I'm going to be a poser.
I don't know if I would make that connection of, well, your name must rhyme with what... demographic you are, of course. Like, what?
Latina Christina. No.
The only way that you name someone is by their demographic.
Yeah. That's funny. Now I'm trying to think of some other names that I could do that with. Jack Black.
Yeah.
Blackjack. White. Tight.
Mike.
Right. All right, we'll work on that.
Don't worry.
We'll get back to you.
We'll workshop it. It's fine. This is a work in progress.
We're creating.
But yeah, so villains, can they look the way they are? No.
Can they just be one-dimensional?
It's so crazy thinking about what, like, how we perceive faces, because it is for sure like the pointy faces people think are mean.
Angular, pointy, and angular.
Spiky,
same,
you know?
Yeah, totally.
And
they seem harsh.
Round faces seem nice, and like I'll totally put that on people, and not even like I'm saying it to their face, but I'll like assume maybe I just met them, and then I'll be like, oh wow, that must be a weird life to live, and you know maybe I'm living it too. I have no idea. But I think there's like, whoa. But I remember like there was a guy I was working with, and he was just like round face, like really sweet guy, like smiled a lot. So then I think I was just like, yeah, you know, like easily very comfortable and like teasy and like, ha ha ha. And then I was like, you know, I wonder if he, in my head, I'm like, I wonder if he just thinks like, oh man, I wish people would be more scared of me or something. I don't know. I don't know.
I've heard comedians make jokes like that. They're like, yeah. I'm not threatening.
Right, you right. Know, women
don't get scared when I walk behind them.
Darn it. Yeah. 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 And so, like, you know, in the same way that we're all judged by the way we look. But I think just specifically, we think about.
Yeah. Age, how do you think you're perceived? Race.
You know, I've gotten this a lot through, like, I'll go to, like, an acting class, and they'll do the workshop. Yeah, of, like, you sit in the chair, and, like, everybody's, like, say things that you think of this person. So, of course, there's, like, the Asian things. So they'll be, like, you like Pokemon. You're good at math. And I'm, like, okay, this is a little weird. But, and then a lot of times, you know, people will, yeah, say I'm just kind of, like, you know, seem
intelligent. Nice.
Yeah, I guess it can be, like, or, like, goody two-shoes, that kind of thing. Maybe, like, you seem like you'd be class president. And I was. So they're right, and then I give them high five and walk out of that class.
Like, bingo.
I don't need to go to acting class anymore. I learned. No, but, you know, there's a lot of, I guess just kind of like, oh, you seem like, you know, you are a nice, like, person who would be a good... Sure, you know, I don't know, things that are
responsible.
Kind of,
yeah. And that's pretty much true, though.
I mean, not necessarily. I think I get the benefit of the doubt, though. Like, say, in work situations, I think I get lucky and privileged from them being like, well, you're probably going to do the work. Versus some people don't get that benefit. And then, like, I do it, but I don't, you know, I don't think I have to go above and beyond in the same way and prove myself in the same way that I think
that's a good, other people that's, do. Yeah.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
But yeah, how about you?
How do I think I'm perceived? Mm-hmm. The silence is deafening. Okay, so I've done that before too, with the acting class. So I'll go base. Actually, the funnest one was a storytelling class where we just like, we had to leave the room and then we walk back in and then everyone just kind of shouts out stuff or whatever. And someone said, like, you look like you're fun at parties. And I'm like, I am.
Nailed it.
Yeah. And that one stood out to me. That's maybe cool. That I like purple. I was probably wearing purple at the time. That's, and I do creepy. Like purple. I know. You're all you woman. Like purple. I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever I see in front of my eyes.
I don't remember. Nice, probably. Mm-hmm. I've gotten... the teacher thing, the therapist thing, the hairstylist, nurse. Oh, that's one of my things now, because like a bit I have about in LA, like as an actor, you got to know your casting. Mm-hmm. And so it's fun to go in the audience and like kind of cast people. I'm like, you barbecue, like you're... streetwalker, drug dealer, whatever. Yeah, it's fun.
That is a good
one. And so one I get is Chicago nurse. I got that. Yeah, it's very specific. You got to get specific.
You can go on Chicago Med.
So yeah, exactly.
Chicago Med.
Exactly.
Chicago PD.
There's so many Chicago shows. So I say that like I try to weave that into conversations because you never know whose industry.
Right.
Like, oh yeah, I was taking the blood pressure of the Bears the other day. It was windy. That's
it was
the extent of the joke.
That's all I know. But so I feel like if I were a casting director for Chicago,
you'd be
Med,
like,
I'd be like, oh yes,
okay. good, Christine,
and,
little,
yeah, yeah. What are you doing on Friday? I don't know, what did they say? But yeah, I don't. Yeah, how are there? I guess procedurals are very popular, but I'm just like, how are all these shows existing? And I haven't seen one of them. Hard to watch Chicago Fire.
It's on cable.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on cable and
Real
Hulu.
Real TV, I don't watch it.
I do watch Grey's Anatomy still.
Oh, yeah, that's so
good. I love my Grey's. Okay. Great
I've never
show.
Really watched it.
That's okay.
But I'm drawn to the Katherine Heigl, like, story.
Oh.
Scandal.
Oh.
It's fun. It's fun to like read. I didn't even know anything about it.
What, that she, like, kind of dissed the show and when she won an award or whatever?
Yeah. Oof. Hilarious. It's
classic Catherine.
Hilarious. I mean, because the thing is, I was a big fan and still remain a fan. I watched her rom-coms, things like that. And then I think this year, or maybe last year, when Constance Wu on Twitter was like, oh, no, Fresh Out the Boat is renewed. Did you see that whole thing? Oh, I'm sorry. I have to spread this goss. I mean, so on Twitter, it's public. Basically, she, like... Fresh Off the Boat got renewed for sixth season, which means she's locked in, right? So she got to be available for it. And I think maybe she had some other opportunity that would have been probably better.
How many seasons are there?
Six. It just ended after six seasons.
Oh, actually.
But
okay.
I think that, like, you know, good she didn't them. Know. Yeah, it was great. Long run. But yeah, so they didn't know it was going to get renewed for six seasons. It did, which means she's locked in by contract. And so probably had to pass up some other project that might have been more exciting. So then she, like, went on Twitter and was just like, fuck this. Or it was just like clearly in the moment went and tweeted stuff that should have been kept to herself, unfortunately. And then people were like, oh, I think maybe you're, like, not grateful. And then anyway, but people compared it to the Katherine Heigl thing. So I was like, what's this Katherine Heigl thing?
What is that one movie that made her?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, 27 Dresses was a big one. Oh, wait, what are you?
Knocked Up.
Oh, Knocked Up. Yeah.
Dresses was huge.
I mean, look, 27 Dresses, like, groundbreaking. Change the genre.
Change the whole game. 27 Dresses. 26 Dresses? No.
Yeah, get out of here.
27. Not 28. 27.
The 27th try.
No, I didn't watch that. Yeah, I don't
Knocked
think.
Up. That's right. I forgot.
Was Gerard Butler in that? Like, I don't. There was some movie with Gerard another Butler that, like, made me angry. Like,
I'm sure.
I don't like it when movies make me angry.
You know that they're so bad that they make, like, they shouldn't be doing
like
that.
Signs.
Ooh, you didn't like Signs?
Not only did I not like it, it made me angry.
I watched it as a child and it freaked me out. It was like the movie that freaked me out.
Well, when the alien was shown, great. That was terrifying. It was like, what the. Right. And it was kind of like leading up to this big thing, and, like, I felt disappointed. Sorry, Emily.
I believe
still
it.
Book me and your stuff.
Just not Signs.
This too. Can I explain? Mm-hmm. Yes. Can I explain why I'm so upset about it?
Yeah. Please. Okay. I don't know.
These beings.
Yeah.
Okay. Intelligent beings are able to travel across the universe to our planet. Okay. They're, like, allergic to water. They die
right,
by water.
Right.
And they traveled to a planet that was 70% water.
That's a very good point.
If it rained, they would die.
Yeah.
Like,
did it not rain when they were here?
I mean,
like, water to what? Like, also, it's like there's water in the air. Like, to what degree does it start burning their skin? Right.
I didn't even think about that.
I did not think about
what if someone
water
spit
thing?
On? Like, I would just spit on the guy.
Yeah. Yeah,
assuming it's a male.
Right. They're all male from this planet. Because they didn't do the research.
They didn't think about it.
It's a pretty masculine thing to
no
do.
No planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very, because the water thing was like the big reveal of, like, oh my God, we had it all along.
And yeah.
It doesn't really feel intrinsic to, like, humanity in the same way that, like, other things. Did you ever see War of the Worlds, which was also based on the book, I guess?
I didn't see it.
Took a liberty. Anyway, regardless, it's
just that the Tom Cruise,
Dakota Fanning as a little daughter. Anyway, the whole world, I think, is probably the book as well. I don't know. Someone will know, I'm sure. But I think that it was just like, by no doing of the humans, they're like running and, oh no, I'm taking over. And then all of a sudden the aliens just start retreating, and it's like nobody
no one knows
did
why.
Anything to do so. But basically it was like, oh, well, basically the aliens were here, and then like the microorganisms started like eating them, and so then they had to leave. It was like the microorganisms like saved us or something.
Wow.
So, but that wasn't even really a part of the plot. It was just like, the plot was more like, in some ways I'm like, that seems realistic that like something out of our control maybe drives it away, in the sense that like, in the same way that like, then there's a bunch of alien movies where like the government fires a big cannon.
Yeah.
Like, oh yes, you know, and like that
makes
seems
us feel like we
bitch.
Have more control.
Yeah. It's like, I don't think anyone's
but we don't
fighting any aliens.
So that's kind of what I like about the world. Like, I didn't see it, but from what you're telling me, I'm like, yeah, we don't have control.
Right.
Okay, I can see that.
It's a little more realistic.
But did it serve the story?
Right. It didn't. I mean, it was cool to see Tom Cruise run around.
Oh, I love Tom Cruise just running around. Yeah. Jim Carrey?
Did.
Oh.
See him carry.
Oh.
Jim Carrey's not in it. But, you know, maybe he could be.
Probably as an alien.
Yeah, he did the, you know, the.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
I did not like scared so much through the whole thing. Oh, yeah, I think I did it a ton in the last episode and forgot to edit out. It's fine.
I hit the microphone stand.
It's okay.
She can't
see
it.
You know, it happens. But yeah, did you see Annihilation? I know we're just talking aliens.
Yes.
Okay, so that was also, I think, a really realistic version of the sense that, like, it's like, if aliens came here, we wouldn't know what the hell's going on.
I didn't know what was going on in that movie.
Right.
Like, what happened? Like, what?
It was cool creepy. Colors.
Cool colors. Very like, trippy. Ooh, maybe yeah, fun yeah, for some sort of hallucinogenic experience.
Yes, it was super kind of disturbingly trippy.
Yeah.
But
it wasn't a movie I was like, ooh, I gotta watch that again.
No, I mean, I don't feel that way about a lot of movies that I liked, because I'm kind of like, that was work. That was a journey. I don't know if I can put myself through that again. I need to watch you on Netflix.
I could watch you on Netflix. I could watch you on Netflix, Sierra.
Now it's personal.
Now it's personal. Season 3. Yeah. I'm not proud of this, but I do tend to watch a lot of Dateline-y type movies. Mm. Like things just started happening as I got older that I didn't feel like I had a ton of control over. Like, I started wanting to wear leopard print floral patterns and watching Dateline. I'm like, what's happening to me? Why am I turning into my mother? But I love it. I love all of it.
Gravitating towards the florals and the...
Yeah, I used to make fun of my mom and my grandma. I'm like, what's with the leopard? And now I'm like, ew, a new leopard outfit.
That's adorable. I mean, it's very, you know, you're like realizing what they see in it, I think.
Yeah.
And
just, like, this will camouflage my body.
What is that?
Dateline.
Like the fiction
movies? No, Dateline. Dateline. Like those shows.
Yeah, I guess my parents.
Like the Jeffrey Epstein thing. Just watch that.
That's rich. I mean, like I will watch that.
Yeah.
I'm just, so much is happening with that.
So much.
It's all fascinating and terrifying.
It's like this weird perversion I have. Like it's
I feel like
it's perverse.
We're all just captivated by that stuff though. I mean, the same thing. I listened to like all the Harvey Weinstein stuff. I read that. I listened to the audiobook of Ronan Farrow's new book, that Catch and Kill one, which is mostly about, so it's like how, so he broke the story in the New Yorker, which was Harvey Weinstein, you know, like raping all these women, obviously.
Ew.
But like even more so than the one that broke a little bit earlier, because that one was mainly like, oh, he like used his power to cancel some women in the business because they refused his advances. Then Ronan Farrow broke, like he actually assaulted these women too, other women. And here are the people and here are the names. And here's this recording with the you know, all these things. And then the book was more about like, oh, here are the systems in place that kept that story from publishing even earlier than it could. Like, it could have been out a lot earlier, but then, you know, NBC comes knocking.
Same
and says,
Epstein.
Yeah. But yeah, it's just, I think, because I'm just addicted to reading all the stories and that stuff and like talking about it, because it's just, I think it's like conspiracy theories a little bit, how they're exciting, but then these are like real.
Yeah.
You know, it's like stuff one you thing don't want to talk about
believe.
Flat Earth.
But then, yeah. But then it's like, what?
I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, I was reading about that too. Like the headlines are sensational. It's like this chick said his dick was weird. And like I was like, what? Ew.
Ew. Give me the picture of that.
Send us pics.
Oh God. Weinstein dick.
She said she felt sorry for him. His body was gross or disformed or something. And then I'm like, what's his story? Now I'm like, what's his story? Like, what happened?
She's like, how did he have time to do all this shit?
And that's what
like,
I said.
Yeah, it's like he's making also movies. It's like, I have the time in the day to like
so many.
Be conniving.
So many.
It's insane.
And then he's paying people off. Like,
right.
And you're like handling a whole full-time business.
Yeah, I know. It was literally like a multi-million dollar business.
He needs to teach like a time management class or
sure,
something.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, on top of like, yes, terrible. But like, get this guy's schedule. Make that public knowledge, you know?
What's he using?
But yeah,
okay,
I mean,
I've
so
got
I don't
a meeting
blame
at
you.
Four sexual assault at 5.
Yeah, pay off that other lady.
Yeah.
At 6. Jeez. Yeah, it's insane. Don't understand it. But yeah, I mean, as what I'm trying to say is I understand why you're fascinated.
The perversion.
Because it's like everybody is.
So one of the most, like, recently that really got to me was this 2020 episode called Trapped. And it was about the women who were trapped in a house, and the guy like found them, and like a guy like saw them, like he's the one that called the police and reported it, and like hearing their stories. I mean, it was just so sad.
Wait, so is this sad. This is unrelated?
For years, to this guy. No, totally different dude. Totally different.
Another fucking dude.
It's always a guy. When are women gonna step up?
And you hold people hostage against
their will. They probably do. They just don't get caught.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I guess I would be less suspecting of them.
Although there's another movie on Netflix. See, this is bad. It's called Tell Me Who I Am.
Ooh, I don't even know.
Did you see that one? It's about identical twins. One loses his memory.
Whoa.
And the other one, he relies on him to tell him like everything. Like, this is a table. This is a bike.
Oh,
and he's like,
wow.
Tell us about our parents. And he's like, yeah, it's fine. But like, he didn't tell him the whole truth because of all the reality of it. I implore you to watch
it. Okay, there's a big reveal that you're saving me from.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard about it, this one. I'm going to check it out.
They're British, just to warn you if that kind of thing bugs you.
Get that out of here. No, I'm a big fan of the Brits. I like British and Irish comedy because Yarr. I think I just find the accents funnier.
That was a pirate.
Yarr.
It wasn't Irish.
Arg mateys. I'm from Ireland.
I am Irish, so I can say that, by the way.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
I can't, so I should.
Hey, you shut your mouth, Sierra.
I'm so sorry. In front of your
Kato.
Face. Kato. Yes, beautiful.
Kato.
Both go.
No,
both
tell me. What, Kato?
I think it's the second one. Kato.
Kato. Yeah, I think.
You don't even know what it is now. I've heard it so many times, so many different ways. But as long as I get the O right, then I kind of.
Kato.
You know, like, yeah, that's right.
Kato.
Kato.
Kato. And the way I stay positive. Yeah. Can I tell you?
Yeah, please do. You're
you didn't ask.
No, but I would have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I just got this journal. It was like free at this meeting thing I go to. And it's a 5-minute morning journal or an evening. So you wake up and you write like 3 things you're grateful for. And then there's like a little spot to like that's like what would make today great and affirmations. And then in the evening you write 3 amazing things that happened.
Ooh.
And then you write, how could today have been even better? And I think that's it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty cool. It kind of sets your mind before you go to sleep and right when you wake up.
Cool. Yeah. And it's already like set up so that you kind of are like, oh, I just need to fill in the blanks.
Totally.
What's sort of an example of something that would make your day great?
Like if I went on a walk.
Cool.
Like on the weekends, I don't have time during the week, unfortunately. But if I went on a walk or if I didn't binge on sugar, which I tend to do, and like if I get this like important thing done that I need to get done or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
That's something great. That you have control over.
Right, right. That's not like yeah. Oh, I get $1 million.
Yeah, I meet my soulmate today.
Hurry up. Time's ticking.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Oh, good question. I don't know. I think like, so I've been dating my boyfriend for a while.
Okay. Oh, yeah. How long and how'd you guys meet?
Uh-oh.
What's the story? You busted. Yeah, what are you saying?
Hey, don't say my name in vain. I don't know. what do people say? I think, we met in college. Been dating for almost six years. Isn't that insane?
Wow. Ah. Oh my God. That's so long.
It's a real long one.
Wow.
Well, so yeah. So and then
since
we met.
You were
when,
like 11 or what?
thank you. No, but yeah, we met. I guess I was like 19. So, and then before that, you know, I think I had a high school boyfriend, but you know what, that's just, oh yay. We are in high school.
You're a relationship girl.
I guess so. But I had, you know, for like a, I guess I wasn't. And then before that, nothing. Because I think it was like, hey, I was just
you're a baby.
Around.
Yeah.
But then, yeah. And then, you know, there was like a little period in there where I was technically single. So, you know, I lived that single life. But no, I was just still in college. So I don't know what that means. so, yeah, kind of been in this relationship for a long time. And then, yeah.
You
so
met,
I feel like we've grown
and like
together.
A class. Well, that's important.
Like, that's kind of what I think of it. Because I think the soulmate thing... to me feels like, oh, we are you're like made for each other or something. So then are you supposed to already be for each other when you meet? And I think like we met in a way that like, I don't think I was like, oh, that's the guy. Nah, 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 nah. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, oh, okay. Yeah, like it was good circumstances. Like we just like saw each other a lot. So then you're kind of like, yeah, we should date. And then I think from there, it's like, oh yeah, we're kind of like become more similar because we spend too much time together, you know?
I love that.
Versus, I guess, I think if I were to start dating like now or like 5 years from now or something, it would be like a higher bar because it's like, oh, I kind of know myself a little better. So I kind of know who I would get along with versus, I don't know, this is like kind of also just extrapolating also what I hear from other people. But it's like, yeah, I think if I knew myself a little better, then it would definitely be like, oh, I better find somebody who's like this, this and that versus at the time. I mean, if when you're like, when I was 19, it's like, yeah, I mean, well, you know, I'm not getting married, so who knows,
right? Yeah, that's interesting.
As long as you're like attracted to them and like it seems like you vibe fine, right?
And he must be a good guy because you're with him and
great,
you're doing good things, and I think that that's, he's not like dragging you down or something.
So, yeah, I guess not
overtly. Overtly, right. That I know of yet.
Yeah,
we'll get the
when
dirt.
He's like, he's.
I'll see your date lineups.
Wait, he's in the watching the whole time. It's Joe.
What did you say?
Yeah.
He's like, he's oh,
has a telescope,
Sierra.
But he's living with
it. Oh, that's so like you.
The voice. Oh, wait. Okay. One. Sorry. I want to ask you about the soulmate thing too. But when, the voiceover. Then you should watch on YouTube. They do like a you without the voiceover, and they just show the actors acting without the voiceover, and it's like so awkward because she'll be like, so like they're eating, and like, what do you think? And he goes.
That was a really interesting
because
thought.
They don't. Yeah. Because they're saying, love, what do I think? Okay, love. You know, it's like,
that's so funny. I never thought about that.
It's super awkward.
But I do imagine, like, him reading the voiceover, like, how that must look.
He's how, like, long after he wraps on acting or whatever, you got to go back in the booth and be like, hey, Cookin.
And he's like, hey, can you go slower here? We're going to put, like, 3 pages of dialogue right here.
He's like, yeah, I
it
don't
just
know.
Goes so well with
but it
the
looks
actions.
Fine when we watch. Yeah, when that we watch great. It, I'm not second guessing it at all.
Not at all.
I don't know. I mean,
and he did a lot of actor. Drugs this season.
Yeah, that was a big theme.
That
was like,
fun.
Oh, they're like
LA.
Yeah, gotta do a lot of drugs.
I didn't know LA was so associated with drugs.
Yeah, is it? I guess so. I get people think cocaine.
Maybe
really
mushrooms
big because of how I guess entertainment.
See, that's
looks,
the thing.
Right?
I'm not. I feel like I don't look cool enough to be offered cocaine. I'm a little offended by that.
I'm never. But
you're never offered either?
No. But I think that just if you're like outside of Los Angeles, you think Los Angeles must be this place where
I think it is.
You bump into celebrities and you do cocaine with
that. I think that happens. But I've never had that experience. People like will go off and do it and I'm so naive.
Oh, like, hey, what are you guys all doing in the bathroom?
Yeah, totally. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You guys all have to pee?
I had a friend. Okay, I don't know if I should tell the story, whatever. We were in at a wedding in the Dominican, typical. And he went off and did some coke in the bathroom. And like while he was gone, like these at the hotel, like there were these like big, like I don't know if it was like what kind of theme it was, but like they were wearing like these big masks and like all like these crazy characters, and it's like what is happening, and they're dancing around. And then he comes back up and he's like, oh my god, like he's from Australia. He's like, I went down there and did some coke and I came back and there's like all this is. I'm like, is this really happening?
Right. Like, yeah. He's just like trippy. Thinks it's part of his. Whole drug fueled mind.
No. It's kind of funny.
No, that's a good. Yeah, that's. I think that should be the play. If you ever know now that you know what that looks like, you could say once people go to the bathroom, you like put on a mask and you're like,
oh yeah, yeah,
I'm
yeah.
Fine. What do
I'm
you mean?
Fine.
What are you looking at me like? But
I don't want to do it. I just I'm a little offended.
Sure. I mean, look, I guess
I got to wear a leather jacket.
Yeah. Get the leopard print and the leather jacket, and then we'll be talking. We'll be in business.
Yes.
But yeah, so back to soulmates. Do you believe in soulmates?
Do I believe in soulmates? I don't know. I really don't know.
And I guess it doesn't
I think
have to
there's
be.
Like some sort of like romanticization. How do I say that?
Yeah.
Romanticization. Can you say it?
That's not right.
Can you say
romanticization?
Is that right? Romanticizing?
Or a romanticization?
I don't know. Yeah. I think I have issues when it comes to that kind of stuff. So I'm like, I feel like if I were to really believe it, I think it gets me in trouble like believing things like it's destiny. He was here and I was there. And like, you know, it gets a little cuckoo-cachoo. So
rom-coms, they ruined it.
They did. And when you don't grow up with healthy examples of relationships, you look at TV and you're like, that's normal. But now with a more like discerning filter, I'm like, this guy's a love addict. He's their codependent. Like this isn't good. Uh-huh. Like this isn't something that I should try to base love on, you know, and you're trying to search for what that is. Are your parents still together?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, I think, you know, and so I feel very lucky that they are still together and they're doing great now. I think they, like they're pretty, they're in their 60s, late 60s. Yeah. And so I think, well, my mom's like mid 60s. Anyway. So then, and I think they've kind of like powered through because they work together too. And it's like,
oh, interesting.
It's a
what do they do? Yeah,
so they, so my dad is a dentist, my mom's a dental hygienist, and they didn't used to always work together, but they did after I think I was born. But I think it was like a lot.
In my mind, they had an affair for some reason. Right.
They met in dental school, so technically not.
Oh,
so yeah, but I know it would seem cooler, well, or not
get cooler would, parents.
Yeah, I know Sierra. People. I was like, ooh, so it was an office romance. Ooh. Like, well, it was more of a romance that then became office.
It was a romance office. Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I mean, you know, and so yeah, I feel lucky for sure.
Are your boyfriend's parents together still?
No, but yeah, so we have different backgrounds for sure.
Mm-hmm.
As far as families and stuff and general backgrounds. But yeah, I guess what I think about it is like, oh yeah, with my own parents too, I think it's like interesting because they're, you know, they weren't very like affectionate. And I think that's something that I realized later. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I guess, like, that's a thing. But I think Asian parents, you know, but they're also, like, Asian Americans. So it's pretty far removed. But I think, you know, that's another thing that now. And then my sister is married now. So I think also we're kind of like, oh, yeah, that's another way to have a marriage. I mean, you know, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I think I'm trying to be cautious about how I say this because I'm not really sure.
Are you affectionate?
No, not like PDA is like very hard, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's become like, that's fine. Cause I don't think like, but I think there's a little bit of like, oh, well, do you like me then? I was like, oh, yeah. yeah. How do I guess I'll put it in writing.
I do like you. Like, I have written a certificate.
Yes. You will get it in the mail.
It's notarized.
I like that word. Yeah, make it official, you know, put a stamp on it, send it to the Secretary of State. I don't know.
If you like it, put a stamp on it.
You should have got it notarized.
Yeah.
I don't know. There, certain things I'm like, okay, different ways to be in love and be partnered up. Yeah.
It seems like you don't have that nagging of like, is this right? Is this right? Is this right?
Interesting.
That a lot of I have.
Oh, like, is this the right person?
Yeah. Or is this normal? Sure. Or is this sure? Like, whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
sorry that I moved this. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah. I think it's like, better. I think it's better.
Is it better?
I think it's better. Oh, so it's a good move.
You're welcome.
But no, I think, yeah, that kind of stuff, of course, comes up. I think what it is, too, is like I look towards, you know, I kind of was in that phase of like, ooh, the rom-com thing, so cute. Oh, if you went to the same place. And then there's that movie Serendipity that I really liked growing up, which, of course, is like the worst.
I like the name of it.
Yeah. It's like named after that New York little coffee shop, sweet shop thing. So they like meet one night and they're both separately in it's like the wrong timing. And then they finally get engaged and then to not each other, but like other people. And then they like try to find, it's like, it's really messed up because at the end of the day, they're like, they cheaters. Leave their like emotional cheaters, but like leaving their significant others to take a chance on somebody they met once. And then it's like they finally reunite at the end, which makes it feel like, oh, that means you can sacrifice it all for your soulmate. But it's like, well, then what's that relationship going to be?
Yeah.
You
know? It's so like, it's really what are we doing? I think we just wanted to hook up.
Yeah, right? Yeah. It's like, ooh, and now that's scratch.
See, that's the thing, too, in movies, like where you see people meet and then they have this magical connection. And then you're like, oh, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right. But it's like, it's not. Yeah. And then cut to that, a few years later, what's going on then, right?
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, then they come in. And it's like,
and then you meet someone else.
Yeah.
Well, that was that'd be a really funny sketch, actually.
Like, right.
Serendipity 2 months later.
Right. It's like, oh yeah, that was a weird. Sorry, that happened. You know, like everybody's just like, I should probably go back and marry my fiance.
I don't know. I got cold feet.
Like, yeah, they literally like fully left him at the altar.
No.
I mean, one was pretty close to like a full, they like had booked the venue. It's rough.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it's messed up. It's just like clearly, I don't know. So anyway, I think that a lot of that stuff makes it seem like, oh yeah, I guess certain things are signs or no. But mm-hmm. like, I don't know.
Signs, not to be mistaken with the movie.
Aliens don't like water.
Yeah.
if an alien visits,
they are not hydrated.
Splash a little water on the spritz.
Spit on them.
But is this right? I mean, but also, you know, you at least are questioning things and aren't fully leaping into them.
I mean, I am now.
Got it. So yeah. Not always the case.
Yeah, definitely. It was very confusing for a while. Just being like, oh, I have these feelings and imagination and fantasy around this. But that doesn't mean it's like supposed to be. I'm still trying to figure that out.
Tough. Yeah, because again, the minute you're like, oh, I think I'm in a movie, it's like beautiful, but then it can be like, wait a second, I think it's life though.
It's
different
real.
Rules. Did you? So I remember you mentioned. Well, you said like, oh, it might be like the guy, like the example of somebody not being red or red flag might be like they're a love addict.
Mm.
What exactly is that? Because I don't know if I even know.
What is sex or what is a love addict?
A love addict.
Oh.
Is that the same as a sex addict or is it different?
They're like in the same category, I would say. There's like a bunch of like signs and things, but there is like a fantasy element to it, seeking validation outside of yourself element. Going for the unavailable, like having like kind of that pattern and, you know, seeing someone else's magical qualities in someone and then getting disappointed when they don't live up to those ideals. What else? Just feeling like you're always looking for that.
Sure.
That, like, emotional high. I mean, it is like a drug, basically. Love another person.
Yeah.
And just like really loving that feeling of like the excitement of that.
I see.
Falling in love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That's like,
I mean, it's more than that, but okay. But like, and then using that to like, kind of like numb your feelings or not express your feelings, like sexualizing guilt, shame, anger, things like that.
Interesting. So. Yeah, because I feel like I've heard that before as a term, but didn't really know. And then also it's like sometimes the way that we talk about love and stuff in general, it's like, oh, that is just describing that. So I could see somebody falling into that and being like, well, because I'm a romantic.
Exactly. You know? And that's like, that's tough part.
Acceptable to a lot of people, right?
Yeah. I guess maybe just like looking at the pattern, the motives. I don't know. Taking the history of it. I think ultimately it's up for the person to really examine themselves and say, like, is this a problem? Like, is this a problem? Is this interfering with my life in any kind of way? And if it is, then maybe you got a problem. So.
Right. I guess that is, it's like, are you a functioning alcoholic or like
totally
alcoholic or drinking alone, all those things to like find the measurements. Cause like people can drink and not be alcoholics, but also, you know,
that's the crappy thing about addiction too. It's like, you don't know, like if your life isn't completely in shambles, sometimes there's like not a huge incentive to like,
be like, oh, but I'm okay.
I'm fine. It's like,
sure.
Are you?
Yeah, that's a tough thing, I think, too, with, I mean, people talk about it all the time, but with comedy and, like, drinking, because we're around alcohol a lot, specifically, and, you know, I'll like, see that comics gradual, like, over, and also just friends, I think, from college, too, like, are being like, oh, yeah, I decided to cut it off. And like, you know, sometimes there's a thing that makes them do so, like an event, but then sometimes it's just like, oh, actually, it was just, you know, I kind of gradually was like, yeah, I probably shouldn't do this anymore, you know, mm-hmm. and then sometimes I'm like, because sometimes I'll definitely, I think I stopped doing the thing where I'll like get a drink if I get the ticket. Like, so occasionally I will, but like sometimes it'll be like, okay, well, I probably don't need like a beer on a Tuesday if that's I don't tough, need to.
I don't like, I like free things.
Yeah, exactly.
And like the idea of getting paid. So like if I could give that ticket to someone else, that would make me feel better.
Sure, yeah.
Or getting like a water bottle, then I feel cheated. But sometimes I will take the drink, but most of the time, I don't want to because I don't like to drink before I perform.
Right, right.
My memory's terrible.
Yeah, I can't do that too much. Yeah.
It just throws everything off. Mm-hmm. Sucks. Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, just like knowing when to kind of make those adjustments because you do have to call it yourself and like,
yeah,
you know, no one's going to be like, and then once you reach this number, you know, it's time to slow down.
Totally. Totally. Everyone's different.
Yeah. But that's been always interesting. Learning more in the world.
The more you know.
Addiction. but yeah, so yeah, I mean, this journal that you came across that you have suggested, because I do like it. I like the idea a lot. Did you, you said something about like you had found it through
it manifested. Yeah, there's like this monthly artist meeting that I go to.
That's
and
very cool.
Like it was someone had set it down in the middle. And it was like a thing, like if anyone wants, I'm like, what is this? I'm can I have this?
So it wasn't like, everybody, you're going to get a journal.
No.
It was like, you're just like, yeah, I'll take that thing.
I was like, yeah.
Free stuff.
And I do the morning pages, the artist.
Oh, day. Yeah.
You do those too?
I'm familiar with it. It's I started commitment. Doing it. I totally bailed at some point, but I've definitely talked to people about it. And
it's normal.
Like it. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
12 weeks. Is that
yeah. The and then uh-huh. you just keep, I don't know. I just keep doing it.
Yeah. Or whatever. Not rotate. Repeat.
Yeah.
Rinse
rush.
Yeah.
Repeat.
Is that right?
Wash, rinse. Yeah, you don't rinse and then wash.
Wash, rinse, wash again, rinse, double rinse.
Repeat. Do you wash your hair twice?
In a day?
No. Like some people say they wash it and then they rinse it and then they wash it again.
Oh, geesh. Geesh. Yes. Not in my cycle.
Not in this head.
Yeah, sorry. It's one time only. Get in while you can.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. But this artist meeting, so tell me about that. How did you come across a monthly artist meeting?
It was like, let me think about this. So I was thinking, I was thinking about working with a life coach because I had done it before and I was like, I felt like that was helpful. So I was in like kind of shopping around for one. And then there's this place called the Actors Fund. Mm. Have you heard of it?
I don't think so, but...
It's in the SAG building.
Okay.
And it's like a resource for actors and they have this like cool budgeting class and money. Like it's really great.
That's so helpful.
I highly recommend
it. That sounds really necessary.
So I'm like alumni of that. And so like I'm on the email chains. And so they were like, oh, this life coach is coming in. I highly recommend her, Christine Aller and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I need to go to this. And so I went and I thought she was awesome.
Cool.
And then she had this monthly artist thing and it was just basically like she's like, what's going on? And people talk and like you learn so much and get so much out of just even hearing other people's problems and like
kind of
it's just about like tweaking your thinking in the stories that you tell yourselves.
Cool.
Yourself.
You yeah, know? Yeah. That's
yeah.
important.
So that's what that is.
Beautiful.
Yeah. There's like writers, actors.
I see. Yeah.
Comedians.
Yeah, that's helpful when it's people who are kind of in the same world because it can be so specific.
Yeah.
Our issues. I just kind of tried out a little coaching thing that was like this thing called Actor Salon. I don't know if I'm going to like move forward with it because it is kind of like pricey, but one thing they were saying is just like the, you know, about the kind of framing your narrative thing. But like we get asked all like, what are you up to? And so then run you through like, okay, so then if you can at least like practice reviewing how you know, how your week went or something. And
oh,
you
can
just
I
say,
do that with you? How's it going?
How are things going?
What have you been up to?
Oh man, I moved and now I have a little podcast studio that I bring people like Christine Little on and I got these chairs.
These chairs are everything. I love these chairs. They're so cute.
And yeah, you know, and it's been great because I feel like now I can podcast more because I can leave this here. I used to have it on a kitchen table. Oops, kitchen table. And then I'd have to like move everything and reset it up every time. And now I feel like I can just leave this and, you know, be more active about podcasting. But yeah, and then, you know, one thing that they said too is like, you got to keep it positive because like I think I do have the thing of like undercutting. Oh yeah, shit. not on my own podcast. But yeah, like, you know, instead of undercutting, like, yeah, you know, I got these chairs, but they kind of suck. Or like,
yeah.
or you know, if you say negative things, it can just be, even if you are feeling that way, that's fine. But like, say that with your friends or your, you know, people you're confiding in. But then if you're just out and about saying, you know, seeing somebody for the second time or something, then they might not want to hear it. So they might be like, oh, I'm going to go talk to somebody else. Bye.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, oopsies.
Oh, no, but I want to complain to you.
Yeah, damn it. but, yeah.
So
what's going on with you?
Oh, no.
You don't have to do it.
I feel like I don't have. That's the thing. Like, what if it's but, just like, I just like went to work. Oh, I did. I'm on a, I went, I did a really great podcast with Sierra Coteau.
Never heard of her.
So funny and got the coolest, cutest chairs I've ever seen in any podcast studio.
Love them. The chairs, a hit.
Everything. So yeah, did they tell you anything to do if it's like you don't have anything going or you feel so like I you guess, don't have anything going on?
They said you could do a personal and a professional. So you could do, also in my personal life, you know, I am
I started my period today. Yeah.
And that's going great. Only positive things to say.
Eating lots of iron.
Okay. That's right. Like, you gotta do that. Yeah. So then maybe that helps if you feel like, you know, nothing big or like at least the practice of doing it in this coaching every week or whatever will then make you better at like clocking. Oh, yeah. I did that this week. I'll remember to say that.
Mm.
So even if it's something small, it could be like it's just something we would usually forget. And then now we're like, oh, wait, I gotta be prepared. So I should make sure I remember that I'm going to this audition or I'm going to that meeting or whatever, right?
Like, so do you do that now in your everyday life? Have you been practicing?
I just learned about this like very recently. Oh. So, but I think, you know, then once I, if I do move forward with this thing, then that's like one thing that they're talking about. But anyway, it did help because I think it's like, I definitely have the tendency to be talking to somebody and then maybe I'll kind of undercut things or negative
apologize.
Just to be, yeah, apologize about talking about myself or be negative just to be like, see, I'm not one of those people that only talks about the good. I can be real. But it's like, yeah, nobody really
like how real I am. My life sucks. Didn't you just book a national? It sucks.
Sucks. Repeat after me.
Thank you. I'm sure you really enjoy talking to me.
Right, right. Please don't tell everybody. Tell everybody to come talk to me.
Yeah, that was like an experiment I had to do. Like, so now like we, on these cards, we write down like, what is my lizard brain telling me? Mm. And that's like the part of your brain that's trying to keep you safe. That's like your fight or flight or whatever. So every month I try to come up. It's like a monthly thing. So I try to come up with one. I think mine was about love last time. I don't really think I did it a great. I'm doing it. But one of my experiments was to not apologize or undercut things. And like, even as I was reporting on it, I started doing it. But I caught myself. It's just so
it's hard to have
amazing
it
how ingrained that is. And it feels safe. It feels comfortable. Sure. It's like,
you don't have to like,
I'm not threatening you by my whatever.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm like, I have this thing about like, I don't want to feel like I'm lying. Mm-hmm. Or making myself seem bigger than I am or whatever.
Yeah. No, yeah, I think that's where it comes from with me too. It's like, well, they'll only believe me if I say it at a low level because most people who are bullshitting probably say it at a high level.
Yeah, totally.
I mean, everybody's bullshitting.
Lying ran for president.
Like, yeah. Whatever. Just a little president run.
Who won Iowa today? Do we know?
I think. Okay. So I think they had a whole debacle, right? Where like the votes got messed up, but it looks like I think it's very close between Bernie and Buttigieg.
Oh,
which is interesting.
Is it Buttigieg?
I think. Oh, you mean pronunciation wise?
Yeah,
Buttigieg.
I'm not saying it like, is that right? But I was calling it.
No,
wrong
I wasn't
again.
Sure if you were saying like, did he win?
Oh,
but
wow,
interesting. I have a lot of, you know, I don't know where you lie on the, you know, many several candidates, but a lot of people I've been hearing don't trust Buttigieg because he is kind of big money guy.
Big money guy.
Big money guy from Indiana. That's where like I'm from.
Do you? Then are you big Mayor Pete?
I'm a Bernie. I mean, I'm not Bernie, a big anybody, to be honest.
Well, yeah, the but Bernie, I think.
In between think those.
You might get it.
The Burn Man. Get
it, which would be pretty exciting.
Kind of cool to see what would happen.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool. Yeah, and that's what people said about Trump, too, huh?
Some people. But they, I don't know. But, you know, I think it is true that, like, there's generally this unrest of, you know, we want something to change.
Yeah.
And so for us, it might be a Bernie change. And then for those folks, it was a Trump change. But, you know, there was a definite need for something.
Something's got to change. We're on the verge of a revolution. And,
a revolution.
A revolution. Let them eat cake. Cake.
Good reference. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, we are close to the end.
We're close to the end.
I don't
want to
keep you too long. I know it's kind of late. So
is it?
Let's. I don't know, but we have been talking for an hour and 20.
An hour and 20 minutes. For those of you listening, beautiful. Thank you for being here with us.
Oh, wow. Oh, you put my my handle on there. I love this.
Give it a little, give it a little search, everyone. The X teen, like Christine. At the X teen little.
That's a hard one.
The Christine little.
Because no, people are like, X teen. Well, you know, on paper. But then when people are like, what's your social? I'm like, the X teen. They're like, what?
Right.
Like it's a hard one.
Right. I see. I mean, I have a cousin named Christy, and we call her Big X. XT.
That's hilarious.
XT.
Ecstasy. Yeah.
Ecstasy. Very good, too. That one's up for grabs. but, yeah, I guess that's where... Anything else you want to talk about regarding your... The secrets to the Christine lifestyle.
The Christine lifestyle? I didn't know I had a lifestyle. Well, there's a lot more I haven't told you guys, but it's personal. I got to keep some stuff close to the chest, okay?
Sure.
But yeah, I don't know when this comes out, but there's a... Oh, you know what?
Yeah,
I think we should do the show. Like my... do you know Solange Castro?
I don't know.
She's on the West Side a lot. Uh-huh. Really funny.
Okay.
She's really nice. She does this. She's just starting a salsa and comedy show because she dances salsa.
Wow.
So I'm doing that on Saturday.
Oh, fun. Okay.
The 6th? I don't know what day that is, actually. I don't know. I have no idea. But maybe it's the 8th. I don't know.
That might make more sense.
That makes more sense. And so I'm going to do a comedy set, and then I'm going to dance salsa with her.
That's insane.
So that's at the West Side Comedy Theater.
That's great.
At 6 p.m.
Oh, wow. On the stage, you guys are going to dance salsa.
I guess. We'll see what happens.
What a wild – that's a great premise for a show.
Because comedy, I would want to have a premise.
Yeah, you got to have a premise.
And then a punchline.
You don't need a
punchline. Oh, my God. Speaking of I was behind a car yesterday or today. I don't remember. That said, rule of three.
Whoa. They had that as a license plate?
Is this a comedy person?
I think so.
It had to. And
I don't think other people have that.
I needed more information. I needed more.
Yeah, did you give him a little fender bender?
I did.
Pull him over?
He's in the hospital. But when he wakes up.
Yeah, you're going to be like.
And this is our romantic story now. And then we're going to get married. Just like that Sandra Bullock movie.
Yeah, yeah. That's another healthy rom-com, you know. Stalk a man.
Stalk him. Kill him. Pretend to be his wife. His fiance.
Yeah, and then fall in love with his brother.
And then hook up with his brother.
Yeah, and call it a day. Wreck that fam.
Hey, wreck that fam. That sounds
like a cool while dance. You were sleeping.
That's, while you were sleeping. I was.
It's a cute one. She's cute. I mean, look. It's a cute one.
It's SB. Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
I'm getting a little tired. I think I'm a little loopy.
I mean, look, plug that show, West Side Comedy Theater. You can go on her handle if it comes out after that, which I think it might. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Then,
yeah.
You know, other shows come up.
I make Instagram videos. So check those out.
And a little advice on
a little advice podcast.
Podcast.com.
Yeah. A little advice. iTunes, wherever.
Sweet.
Give it a listen.
Sweet.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. Cato heads.
Oh, love it. Actually, somebody did pitch it should be Cotoenails.
Cotoenails?
Which is gross. But thank you, Andy, for pitching that. Okay.
This gives me a visual.
All right. Well, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
Good night.
Happy to be here. Good luck. Thanks for having me.